here in Roswell, strange things happen.
Welcome back to Roswell, New Mexico.
Wapwell. So we're back in fucking
Roswell. We're back in the desert.
We're back in the desert that is this show. Fully devoid of anything interesting happening. Strange things apparently happen here, but I've yet to see them.
Well, you know, we were talking about the desert and how everyone looks dry, and I said, I'm dry just watching this.
They do look really dry, like they haven't given them chapstick or water, and they're just out there crisping and roasting.
They need to be moisturized.
Everyone deserves a good moisturization.
It's true.
Even the cast of this there Roswell.
Oh my god.
Living out there in the desert. Honestly, there's nothing interesting is really happening on this show, and I really want something interesting to happen.
It's kind of like the first one almost, where it's like drama in the first episode, and it's like, we're just gonna flatline for a little while and do some romantic drama. But I mean, some more technically is happening than the original.
Technically. That's the funniest part. It's like, technically more things are happening. But also, nothing is also happening.
They're doing the thing where they throw out these crazy, like, twists or statements that turn out to be nothing.
Yeah.
Like Rosa going, or not Rosa, Liz going around accusing people regarding Rosa.
Yeah.
She just comes to this conclusion, starts yelling about it, and then it ends up not being true. And you're like, okay.
Yeah. So it's like, what was the whole point of that? It was just...
For the drama.
Honestly, it was just that they had, like, an act break. They're like, yeah. I need a dramatic act break, because that was, like, act break number 4,
Shakes dog, for like, emphasis.
I think it was act 4, where they just needed that act break where Liz was like, I'm gonna accuse Kyle's dad of sleeping with my sister, my underage sister. And I'm just like, dude, how old was your sister when she died? Because she makes her, like... That child seemed so fucking complicated for however old she was.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bitch, you grew up in New Mexico, not, like, New York.
Yeah.
So, your dramatics
didn't...
It was
like she grew up on the streets in New York.
Yeah, so I was just like, her dramatics don't really make sense, don't really align with what I imagined for Roswell, New Mexico.
That's what happens when you don't have a mother's influence.
We don't even know what happened to the mom. I don't think they've told us. I mean, whenever they don't tell you and people kind of, like, presume that they're dead, it's like, they're not dead. They're actually probably just, like, run off somewhere. I mean, the same thing happened on Riverdale with Archie's mom. Like, yeah. We kind of thought that she died, but it's like, no, she's not dead. She just lived someplace else.
Yeah.
She just lived someplace else being Molly Ringwald.
Yeah.
But that's a completely different CW show.
And we're not going there today.
Yeah. We're not going to New England. We're going back to the desert. So... Here in the goddamn desert, we're
be
all
dry.
Yes, we're dry as fuck. Liz has decided to start trying to collect information on Max because she's just like, I don't know. I think they did something to my sister because I think Kyle in the last episode he had the pictures of the.
The handprint.
Yeah, the
and
handprint.
And she realized that Rosa got murdered.
Yeah, she's just like, she was murdered by an alien, but honestly, I don't think we're gonna find out it's something as black and white as she was murdered by an alien.
Yeah.
They've been very, like, vague as to what's happening. They're just like, we don't want you to know exactly what happened yet.
Like, they're trying to come out here with, like, a good place level twist, and we all know it's not gonna happen because it's the CW.
Yeah, it's not a good... Well, the thing is the twist isn't good. It's just... probably something very obvious.
Yeah.
And they're just talking around it, and we're like, okay. That's basically all that's going on.
I know. I want more drama. Like, more drama that actually goes somewhere.
Absolutely.
I want more weird alien things. I want more weird stuff to happen, because not enough weird stuff happens.
Exactly. I'm not getting... There was more weird stuff that happened on Gravity Falls than that's happening
on
the
show.
And that was a cartoon for children. They had more weird stuff going on in that town than this show does.
Roswell
and they have
just,
aliens.
What Roswell should change that commercial to weird sex happens.
Yeah.
Because it's more fitting.
Yeah, and the weird sex is you're having sex with an alien.
Yes. And then that one shot when, with the gay sex scene, or no, it was after they had sex, but that one shot where he stroked... the stump of the leg that was amputated.
Oh my god.
And it was just like a close-up, and it's like, not that the fact that, like, the idea of having sex with an amputee bothers me, but it's more of just that particular shot was just so unnecessary.
I literally screamed. It was just so funny.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
It was the funniest fucking thing. I was just like, no, they're not gonna have him stroke the leg.
And they did. And they showed a close-up of it. Like, it wasn't even like, oh, he just, like, stroked it. It was like, no, we are here making a point to show you exactly what is happening right now.
This is, they're trying to show us that this is a reality. There are soldiers out there with amputated limbs, and you have to love them, too. And
it just, like, felt so out of place. Like, the shot felt, because it just felt so on purpose. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It was very weird.
It felt way too intentional.
I completely agree. It was a very odd shot. It wasn't intended to be funny, and it wasn't intended to make you uncomfortable. It was supposed to be to normalize things, but it was just such
it
a
was
strange...
just done. Yeah, it was done in such a clumsy way.
Yeah, it was a very odd way. But anyway, we can move on from the leg now. So Liz was I'm going to go, like, after she decided to, like, try and get information about Max, which is, like, her new fucking hobby, I guess.
She does tests on him.
Yes. She's just trying to find out about him so goddamn bad.
And he hurts.
But at the same time, she doesn't want to be involved with him. She's just like, I want to know more about you, but I don't want to be involved with you. I just basically want to know what's, like, safe for me to have sex with you. That's basically all it is. She's just trying to figure that out. But, there's also the thing with Max. He's like, oh, I think you might have infected me with some evil.
With poison, I think is what he said.
Yeah, it was, like, something that gave him bad emotional responses to things. It's like,
Max needs an exorcism.
Yeah, that's really what it was. He was like, I get fits of anger where I just, I release electromagnetic energy.
And she's like, welcome to being a human.
And it's like, no, his, like, this is actually dangerous for his physiology.
Yeah. And for literally anyone near him.
Honestly, I feel like we are going to find out that Max and Isabel are, like, alien royalty. Michael is still shit. Or either that or he's, like, a prince or something. And it's one of those, like, sad stories where it's just like, oh, he was a royal prince and he got stranded on Earth and then became, like, a goddamn impoverished child or whatever.
Oh, my God.
But, I feel like it's gonna be some shit like that, and it's just, that would be, like, 10 times more interesting than whatever the fuck's going on right now.
Yeah, I agree.
But
more aliens!
But I feel like they're gonna find out that these aliens should never have crash-landed someplace like, Earth, because it's like, their two species should not intermingle or some shit like that.
Probably.
But it's whatever. So Liz starts going around town, like, with a secret map, because she's like, oh, my sister left this mixtape here at this bar.
Her sister just leaves hidey holes
everywhere.
Her underage sister has a hidey hole in a bar, because why not?
But not only that bar, what she left there at the bar was a mixtape, which was a map to all of her hidey holes that she had all over the city.
Yes.
I'm just like, how did she have the time? How did this girl have the time? She had to have been at least 16 when
she
died.
Time to go find hidey holes around town.
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave random objects there. Have fun when I die.
She was really just like, I can't be caught sober at any given moment, so I'm going to leave drugs all over the city, hidden in special places. I'm like, how did you have the money?
Imagine hiding stuff around, though, and then your funeral just turns into a scavenger hunt.
A scavenger hunt for your stash?
Yes. For your drug stash.
I imagine that is a very fun event for for the cast of the next season of Intervention. I believe that is a fun time for them. I imagine that a lot of funerals like that would happen. With little hidey holes everywhere. And the fact that she marked all of her hidey holes with, like, little hearts and shit, and I'm just like, oh, she had to be cutesy and girly somewhere.
Oh my God.
She was, like, a punk grungy girl, but she was just like, I'm gonna leave hearts for my hidey holes.
Because she loves her stash.
I guess.
She loves those drugs.
I love my drugs. But the weird thing is they weren't all drugs. They were all, like, random things. And I'm just like, why would you... Wouldn't you just put... All of the stuff that she hid around the town seemed like shit that she would just put in a backpack.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why don't you just have a fucking backpack?
And then when she did have a backpack, she found the backpack. It was just, like, a t-shirt and bus tickets.
Oh, no. That's where she kept her drugs. Yes. In the backpack, one guy who used to, like, do drugs with her... because Liz was talking to him, and he was just like, yeah, I, like, kept her backpack because it had drugs in it, and I did all the drugs one night.
I remember he said he took all the drugs and the cash out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, honestly, mood.
And I'm like, ah, see, that's funny. She, like, hides personal items in hidey holes, but in her backpack, she just keeps her drugs.
And a t-shirt. Don't forget the t-shirt.
Why are you so hung up on this t-shirt?
Who just carries a t-shirt around a backpack with them?
You know, sometimes you sleep in other people's houses when you're on drugs.
Just a t-shirt?
Yeah. You just need to change a t-shirt.
That's why you leave their t-shirt at their house for.
I guess.
Carry it around?
You would think she would have had a... Well, they can say she also had a change of underwear in there. I feel like that would have been weird for him to have kept a backpack with her underwear in it.
Underwear and drugs. All the necessities.
Underwear, drugs, a toothbrush. So that's where... One of these places she found that note... And she was convinced that...
It was under the bridge.
Yes. She was convinced...
With drugs.
No, it wasn't under the bridge. It was, in the whatchamacallit. There was... It was, like, a little fucking, like, an outside place where you put, where they have, like, the
plug-in
thing. Outlet. There we go. Jesus Christ, why couldn't I think of the word?
Then what was in the... Under the bridge? Oh, that was the...
Spray cans.
Well, there's something else in there, too.
I don't remember.
It was another note. But I don't think it was from him. It was from the person who went by that other name that's like the other zodiac sign or whatever.
Oh yeah. That was when they deduced that she was definitely fucking,
like, seeing someone.
Yeah, she was definitely fucking somebody and was going to run away with them, I guess. But
that's the assumption anyways.
Yeah. Which could be, honestly, I'm going to deduce that it was probably the guy who they say that killed her, that one hicky white dude. He probably was just like, I love you, but I'm also a racist.
They can't be seen together.
Yeah, he couldn't figure out how to resolve those two conflicts in his life. So he was like, I'm going to deuce out. So apparently Rosa... who has the more ethnic of the sister names, apparently, decided that she was going to take the note that Max left on the fucking windshield and shit, where he was just professing his love because he is the most emotional alien.
He says that she touched your lips and we never kissed.
She was so adamant about that, too, in the note. She was just like, we never kissed! You were fucking my sister!
And he was like, there was one day I got hot sauce on my lips and I walked around all day and no one told me. And then you wiped it off with your finger.
And then I got...
And it changed his life.
He had such an emotion... He had such an erection that he turned out all of the lights in the school. It was really ridiculous.
Yeah.
He had such an emotional response. That's what... Honestly... It's really funny because the name of this episode is Tearing Up My Heart, and I'm just like, I'm so mad. I'm so mad that they did that.
Yeah.
But I'm just, Liz is just really funny because she's accusatively going around yelling at people like, You killed my sister!
You killed my sister!
You fucked my sister!
Oprah giving away gifts.
But it's accusations. She's giving away accusations.
Left and right, everyone gets one.
Yeah, so first she had to accuse Max of fucking her sister, and then she was just like, oh, but you lied about seeing my sister that night, so you did see my sister. She was like, I'm gonna get something out of this.
Yeah.
So she just accused people everywhere. She accused everyone.
For the drama?
Yes, just for fun, because she's a fucking messy bitch. And
what do you think her sign is?
If she's not a Gemini or a Scorpio, I would be surprised.
I feel Scorpio. I feel Scorpio in my heart.
Watch her be something even funnier. She's like a Libra. Or not. She'd be a Libra. That'd be so funny.
Well, she's a Virgo.
I mean, I could see that. Not logical enough. I could see that, but she's more likely she would be someone like a Leo, where she was like, I just need the attention on me at all given moments of the day.
True.
So after she accused Max of fucking her sister, but not fucking her sister, but also seeing her sister before she died, and she was still mad about it, she went to go accuse Kyle and his dad of fucking her sister.
According to Liz, just everyone in town was fucking her sister.
She doesn't have very high opinions of her sister. She was just like, my sister was a drug addict. And I'm like, okay, well, she was still your sister. You're like, she was a fucking junkie.
My God, really, though?
Yeah. First, she was like, she was a fucking junkie. And then she was just like, I guess a sex-crazed maniac fucking everyone in the town. And then dying. But then she finds out that she was gonna, like, fucking run away to somewhere else in New Mexico.
Yeah, I'm not familiar, but...
somewhere where she needed a goddamn ticket, but she couldn't take a bus ride, I guess?
I think it was a bus ticket.
Was it? It looked like an airplane ticket.
I think it was a bus ticket, but okay. I could be wrong.
I was gonna say that costs a whole lot less. Yeah. And I mean, if she was trying to run away, you should definitely take a bus instead of a plane.
Trying to see if I can look up what sign Liz is. I don't know if she has a birthday. A canon birthday, though.
Does she have a canon birthday?
God knows, I'll find out.
Well, while you venture out on that journey, we could wrap up and say that Max decided to have a violent outburst, I guess, of a fit of anger, if you will, where he discharged...
He runs outside. Yes. Slams his fists on the ground.
And... releases a gigantic wave of electromagnetic energy that knocked out the entire town's power grid.
It was quite dramatic.
It was dramatic, but it was also, like, stupid. It was, like, trying to be emotional, and I'm like, this is really dumb, but okay. I guess. With this show, they've just committed to, like, whatever nonsense they've already started to tell us, and they're just... piling it on episode by episode. And I don't know what to do with any of the information. Oh, also in this one, we found out that the amputee's dad is the,
Alex.
He's the shepherd. He's the shepherd. His
the
name
shepherd?
Is
Shepherd?
His last name is Shepherd.
I was gonna say, where did Shepherd come from?
He's the military guy who wants to, like, he wants to do something with these aliens. We don't know what the fuck he wants to do, but I think he wants to kill them. Because he's like, the imminent threat of aliens is upon us. To which Kyle was like, if they are, this is the slowest fucking plan in history.
Oh my God.
Which is true. He has a very valid point with that, because that would be a really stupid invasion plan.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't even be a good one. It's like... just a very slow invasion. Because there's only three of them. And they can't do much. What are these faces you're making?
I'm reading the Roswell Wiki for Liz Parker. Because it's, you know, the fandom.
Yeah.
Wikipedia. No updates on what her sign is. However, I'm just reading some things that really makes me wonder where the original version goes after a few seasons. Because I'm like, am I just not... because I'm trying to skim. And I'm just like, am I just misinterpreting these, or does it get real wild?
Maybe that's why our friends keep trying to tell us we need to watch the original. Maybe that's why people are so into the original. Like, if it gets, like, super wild and you just have to hang in there, then I'm, like, going to pursue it. But at the same time, I don't like being kept waiting.
Yeah, I really want to click on this to get information, like, this particular word to get more information, but I also do not want to spoil it for myself, because I know if I click on it, I'm going to, like, read it.
See, this is the problem with Wikipedia. It always happens. It's a fucking trap. I mean, the same thing happened to me with Game of Thrones. That's why I know so many random things about Game of Thrones.
All I know is that she was born in 83, was an intern for Vanessa Whittaker, and a waitress at Crashdown Cafe, and a student. Yeah, I read a spoiler, I think.
But it wasn't her birthday.
That's unfortunate.
Sign still unknown.
I really want to go watch the original.
I mean, the guests... All right, so the guesses for her sign currently are...
Scorpio.
Leo. And... Libra? I guess we're skipping over Gemini. Do you not want to besmirch your own...
I personally disagree.
I think she could be a Gemini, but it's more likely that she's either Scorpio, Leo, or probably a Libra. Because she seems like a crazy bitch. And Libras are very unbalanced. Gemini's aren't
crazy. They're just, like,
fake. Two-faced.
Yeah.
They're fake and two-faced.
But they're very, Libras are just fucking crazy. They think about, they're aware of what they're doing.
Libras are crazy and unbalanced. These are facts.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway,
She's too unbalanced to be a Gemini. That's my opinion.
If you say so, I guess we have to accept it as your scientific fact. Moving on. Straight from the Gemini's mouth. It's probably a lie. We'll be watching another episode next week.
Yeah.
We'll see how weird it gets. It's not getting very weird at all. But anyway, thanks for listening.
Gucci.